Morning, it's Katrina from Wholesome Ireland. It's Monday, the 9th of December 2013. And for a change, I'm recording a podcast while I'm doing something because I'm short on time today. We stayed out late. Well, we didn't stay out late. We got home late for us. It was about 7:30 last night. And the first thing we had to do was we had to set up the Christmas tree. I had taken out the Christmas tree on Saturday evening and started to put it up and realised it was one of those pre-lit fibre optic, I know, not particularly wholesome, I guess. I know people like to have a real Christmas tree in their houses, but for various reasons, including allergies, we have artificial Christmas trees in our house, but they tend to last a minimum of 5 years. So there's certainly a certain amount of weighing up to be done as to how ecologically friendly it is to have an artificial Christmas tree over and above a tree that has to be cut every year and placed in your house. Anyway, we took the tree down on Saturday, and at that point we realised that all the lights had broken. Now they're entwined through the tree, but the last thing I wanted to do was to buy a brand new tree, because the tree in question was only 3 years old. So what we decided to do was to go out and buy a new set of lights. So we strung up the new lights on the old tree yesterday evening as soon as we got home, and then we started decorating, and we opened up the decoration box, and of course the first thing we noticed was that a little mouse had been through the box and had great fun eating every single decoration that had styrofoam in it. So we had some Tree Kings decorations that were filled with styrofoam, and some baubles, glitter baubles, that were sprayed with styrofoam. And of course we can't use them now this year, but that's okay because we have plenty of Christmas decorations. The special decorations to me are the ones, you know, that my now 5 year old made last year in preschool in Montessori, and the ones that the now 14-year-old made through the years. And then there's ones that, you know, family members brought us back from special places. And the tree is filled with memories. And I guess that's the most important thing for us from a point of view of decorations. I mean, there's decorations there that mean an awful lot to us. There's some silver Newbridge decorations, and I'm even getting emotional talking about them now, that were bought for us as wedding presents. There's a couple of silver Newbridge decorations that were bought for us over a couple of years by a family member who has since passed on. So each decoration holds a special meaning. And actually, like, if I go downstairs right now, there's not a huge amount of decorations in the house. We have to bear in mind we have a 2-year-old in the house who's a little bit mental, who likes to tear things up and pull things down. So we'll probably stick in the most part to just the tree and then some transfers on the window that are above his reaching height. And it's not that I don't like Christmas. In fact, I absolutely adore Christmas and I love having the house decorated. It's just simply that I don't like having the house torn asunder by an overexcited 2-year-old. Anyway, last night was the point where I really started to get in the spirit of Christmas. We've got an awful lot more things to do before the big day. And of course, himself is working. He was working yesterday, which is why we didn't get home till late. And I've got work to do at home. And then also we've got to do stuff like the school runs. And actually, I'm not so sure that he's going to be home any evening this week. That's himself. So, and you know, I made cookie dough yesterday that I have to bake up. So that has to be done as well. And hopefully we will have some cookies that we can string on the tree every now and again. I'll keep them in a sealed dry jar. I'll tie ribbons around them and then we'll take them out as and when we want to decorate the tree, as in on the evening that we want to eat them, because the last thing you want to do is to have edible decorations on the tree that a mouse or an other 2-year-old mentler would like to pull off and eat. So the week ahead is going to be chock-a-block and fun, and the first thing I'm going to do is now, which is why I'm recording the audio bit while I'm getting ready. It's 7:40 a.m. We have a school run to do, which will involve 7 kilometre round trip walking, me pushing the buggy and coaxing the 5-year-old along. Then when we get back, there is a sitting room to be cleaned up after the carnage of decorating the Christmas tree last night. There's tinsel pieces everywhere, so that has to be hoovered and the whole floor has to be mopped. There's cookies to be baked. I need scrubbing. The 2-year-old has to have a sleep. And there's a kitchen to be scrubbed down. There's laundry to be done. Then back again on the school run in and around the 2:30 mark. And then at 3:30, we have a photographer arriving from a daily national newspaper. They're doing a feature on us in about a week's time or so, about 10 days time or so, on thrifty family Christmases. And then it is get the dinner ready. I've half a shoulder of pork there that I roasted, the first amount of pork from this season's pigs. So that can be incorporated into a leftover dinner. And then it's trying to make sure that absolutely everything is scrubbed down so that I can start shooting tomorrow. I have 4 dishes to shoot for a client. I'd like to get that out of the way as soon as I can. And then I'll take a look at what else has to be done for the week. Oh yeah, sure, there's a cookbook.